Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Indie Business Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's show is all about entrepreneurism, but you know what? It's a little bit of a different brand of entrepreneurism, because today we're going to be talking about Zentrepreneurism. And that is the title of a new book by Alan Hollander, today's guest. The book is Zentrepreneurism, a 21st Century Guide to the New World of Business. And aren't we in a new world of business today? Indeed. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest and the author of this book. Alan Hollander is a leadership and team building trainer who has developed and delivered programs to colleges, universities, hospitals, and in the corporate world. He has mentored entrepreneurs, CEOs, and senior management from some of North America's top-ranked companies. He's also a popular media personality and commentator in Canada and the United States, having hosted a nationally syndicated business radio show on the Talk America Radio Network. As a speaker, he has addressed thousands across Canada and the U.S., and captured a worldwide audience through his web-related media appearances. We're so excited to have him today, and actually, as it turns out, he's actually not quite here yet. So we're going to talk for a second, as we wait for him to join, about this concept of Zentrepreneurism. And, you know, the chapters in this book really do follow along. You know, a lot of the ideas and some of the concepts that I share with people over and over again in my coaching practice and my mentoring practice of people and mostly women in business. And, you know, one of the things that he talked about is, you know, finding the ultimate purpose in your work and your life. And I just think that is so important because, you know, let's face it, guys, we can all have a job. We can all work someplace. Maybe we love our job. Maybe we don't love our job. But at the end of the day, working someplace 8, 9, 10 hours a day, whether you love it or not, really turns out to be one of your most significant contributions to the world. For people like me who are moms and who are married, we have other contributions that deal specifically with the family unit and raising children. And that's very important. But, you know, outside of that, we have to remember that the buck stops with us, whether we have kids or not. Our kids are in our home for, you know, 18, 20 years, and then they're off. They're actually mentally off long before that. But certainly by the time they are college age, you know, they're no longer with us in the same way that they were physically and emotionally as young children. Spouses, I have a spouse. I love him very much. He's my high school sweetheart. We've been married for 11 years. But once again, I think it's so important for us, and especially as women, to remember that, you know, marriage is marriage, and that we must maintain our individuality, our individual personalities and interests, and careers and professional pursuits outside of marriage. And I work with my husband, so we work together a lot. We're building a business together, and we've been doing this for many years, but you know, the honest truth is, ladies, that I am also doing a lot of things on my own, and I encourage him to do the same so that we can be building something that will last for the rest of our lives. And who knows what's going to happen in life? We don't know. We all know that at some point, you know, a professional career will end, you know, life will end. What will your legacy be? And this book, Zentrepreneurialism, talks a lot about those ideas, and there's a lot of information in here and ideas that are really, I guess, inspired by the author's religious concepts and his ideas. I can't really tell exactly which faith he is, but you know, he talks about bar mitzvahs, he talks about Buddha, he talks about different sorts of things that sort of make us think about the connection that we all have between our business and our spiritual beliefs and those passions that really, you know, come along and help make us what we are in terms of professionalism and things. But, you know, there's no doubt that the business world has changed today. And the subtitle of this book, A 21st Century Guide to the New World of Business, really reminds us of that. So It doesn't look like our guest is actually going to be here today. So without further ado, I'm just going to share three ways that I think, along the lines of dentrepreneurism, and perhaps you agree with some of the things that I'll say here. The first is really having to do with our connections to other people. And, you know, I remember there was a time when everyone thought that the internet would take us further apart. It would separate us. We would all be sitting at computers all day, and we would not have any connections in our local communities or anything like that. And I am just so excited and actually somewhat surprised by what has happened. Is the exact opposite has happened. Is that the more we connect virtually, the more we want to be together physically. I'm amazed at the success of IBN's new program with indie business local communities. We have local communities in Baltimore, New York City, Boston, Portland, Oregon, Cincinnati, Ohio, State College, Pennsylvania, Charlotte, North Carolina. So as you can see, all across the country, we have these local communities of small and independent business owners. You can learn more at indiebusinessnetwork.com and just go to the groups page and find the group in your city. And if you're a member of IBN, you can even be the director of one of those groups. So if you're a member, let me know if you're interested in that. But we've already seen people just coming to that site and connecting and learning and sharing and wanting to be together. And what's bringing them together is not that they met each other in person at a local group in their area or a church or the grocery store. What's bringing them together is the internet. And I love that. And I think that the idea of that sort of emotional and spiritual connection happening on the internet before it happens physically actually creates a relationship that precedes the physical and actually sets the stage for it in a really unique and spiritual way. And I think that's just amazing. We were talking about that at the Indie Facebook page the other way as well. So I think that's the first thing I wanted to share. The second thing is, particularly as we deal with this economy, the second thing I want to share is the idea that we all have to understand and appreciate that we have complete responsibility and the opportunity to take control of our financial and personal business and professional futures because of technology. There is nothing that we cannot do. And considering this economy, there is nothing that we should not do to take the bull by the horns and create new opportunities for business. Now, I'm not one of those people who says, you know, oh, you need to do this program and that program, and I have the answer for you, and multiple streams of income, you know, raining money off the trees or whatever in your backyard. That is not me. My firm belief is that everyone has talents and gifts. You have the ability to create a business of your own, create an asset that is profitable, even though it's very small, and that business is the small side of a must. Size of a mustard seed. If you have faith that small, if you have a business even that small, you can take that business and you can expand it because there is such greatness inside each one of you. And when you have found something that you really love to do, that you want to turn into a profitable venture, you start small, you build a little every month, you build a little every month, you build a little every month, you build a little every quarter, you build a little every year, you have an asset. You can spread those assets around. You can create new opportunities for yourself, for your children, for your spouse, for your community, for your extended family members, for your friends online. No end to the creativity. Seth Godin calls it poking the box. We all hear about thinking outside the box. Well, thinking outside the box is great, but you also have to do something, and Seth Godin calls that poking the box. We're reading his book, Poke the Box, in our Indie Business Book Club this quarter, the third quarter of 2011. So, if you're not familiar with that book, I would strongly suggest you pick it up. I think it's 80 pages long. It's really short and it's really great. So, the other thing I want to share with you is this: so many people are enjoying their businesses on a scale that is really causing them to have to struggle a little bit to make ends meet. I'm talking to a lot of people, especially women today, who are dealing with that because of the economy. So I just want to encourage you to poke that box. Yes, keep your business going. Grow your business a little bit at a time, or a lot of time, just depending on what your resources are and what your goals are. But don't lose sight of the fact that it's so important to connect with people outside of that sphere of business. If you're a soap maker, if you're a beauty products manufacturer, if you're a jewelry maker, I work with so many people who make products by hand. Yes, it's a labor-intensive process, but I want you to make sure that as you pursue your own brand of entrepreneurism, that you make sure that you cross-pollinate that business with not only people who know you in your industry, but also with people in other industries. Connect with other people who are doing other things, because you know what? There's a magic there. I call it collaboration, collaborating with other people who may at some level be your competitors in some sense, but really not focusing on that, but focusing on what you can do together, how you can join forces in your communities, on the internet, at social networking sites like at indiebusinessnetwork.com, and just enjoy finding each other and making those connections happen. There's nothing that we can't do when we band together, join forces to connect each other and encourage each other, introduce your friends to each other across multiple lines on Facebook. Use that tagging feature to say, you know, hey, so-and-so, I found this other person over here who's doing what you do in another area of the country or even in your area. You guys made me think of each other. You need to hook up. Send a video email. Send a regular email. Send a tweet. Send a Facebook update. So many different ways that it can be done to make sure that we take advantage of this notion of cross-pollinating our professional lives with our personal lives. I personally believe after 11 years in business that that's where the magic is. That's where I feel most fulfilled. And I believe you, my audience, when I talk with you guys one-on-one, I believe this is where you feel most fulfilled as well. It's not just in the manufacturing. It's not just in the profit side, although both are so very important and critical. And you both we want those things, but also just in this notion of relationshiping and connecting relationships to our business, to our personal lives in a way that creates this amazing synergy that makes life more fun, more interesting, more profitable on the business side, more profitable on the personal side in a spiritual sense, in a heartfelt sense. That is where the magic is today. That is where the excitement is. And I am just so excited to be alive at this time in business to work with you to help make that happen in your individual lives and to help make it happen in our lives collectively. So I am sorry that we are having a short show today. Unfortunately, I did have a death in my family, and I will be having to take care of those things this week. But also, sorry that Alan wasn't here to join us. But again, fantastic book here. It's called Zentrepreneurism, A 21st Century Guide to the New World of Business by Alan Hollander. And you can find him on the internet, Alan Hollander, Zentrepreneurism by Alan Hollander. Hey, guys, you know what? I'll be here next week. I've got another great book, another great author, a small business person to come and talk with you and share. And I'm excited to have you here today on this abbreviated show. I look forward to seeing you next week right here on Indie Business Podcast. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.